Bro, the GR, it's the pitch change is on the end of two, but the consonant needs to come before it. So you have to be on the vowel by the end of two. Negro. Negro. So just anticipate the consonant a little bit more. Can we go from who do you think you are? This is 3, 4, 9. Here we go. Right.
Who do you think you are? Negro.
Good. And then just that cut off 1, 2, 3. There's no closing consonant, but make sure you cut off altogether on each 4. Good. Can we do this with pitches? Why don't you just play the parts? We're going to go on top with the pitches. No text, just the pitch. Here we go. Ready.
Stirring the hopes, and we're just going to speak this text. Here we go. One.
stirring the hopes of the poor.
Yeah, good. And that 360 is, the pitch change is right on you too, so really precise. One more time, ready? One.
Stirring the hopes of the poor.
From a 3-5. Let's just speak this text. This is from 368. We know who really, if it's before, the note is before the beat, sing it like it's rushed, like almost like it's rushing ahead, like you are anticipating something that is, you just can't even wait until the next beat to kind of get your piece out. This is very like declarative music, so we want to make sure it's really precise. Okay, 3/16, speaking the text, what?
We know who you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Who you are. Make sure you is on the beat. Once again, one.
We know who you are. You are a rebel and a menace.
Yeah, good. And goes to the down beat there. One more time. Almost there. 3/16, one.
We know who you are. You are a rebel and a menace.
Yeah, and then the last thing, you are a rebel. That last eighth note, a rebel, is just a little bit too casual. Ta, pa, pa. Give it a little bit more kind of grip, a little bit more resistance. Can we just go from you are a rebel? This is measure 3/7. Here we go. One.
You are a rebel and a menace.
One more time. Rhythmically, excellent. Can all the texts have even emphasis now? Same thing. One.
You are a rebel and a menace.
Brilliant. Can we go back to 3/6/3? Can we sing this part?
Here we go. Ready?
Thank you.
section and work on that a little bit. This is very exciting for me and John, because last time I was telling you about how I had recently performed the Choral Fantasy, which is like Beethoven 9, but like the precursor. And that was with John. So we get to do Beethoven 9 a real thing now, which is very exciting. So we're going to start, this is measure 595. 595 is the section. I have a piano in the fourth door. Yeah, 34. Can we stand to review this part? Let's stand. And I'm going to start. So basically, John is going to play the beat before the center of the bass is coming. So I'll give him one. Have lift after them. So they're not aggressively short. This particular passage is, it's declarative in some ways, but it's not aggressive music. So the quarter rest is really meant to convey lift and a little bit of tenderness. It's really, we're just spacing out these half notes. So we just need to work that in a little bit. So let's go back to 595, and I'll stop and correct a couple things as we go along. Here we go.
Thank you.
And then we have mi-li-onen is tied, and we are just still losing that energy a little bit on the tie. Mi-li-o, so carry it all the way to the second measure of the phrase. Let's do 603, measure 603.
Measure 622.
the your moose. I need to hear more from each entrant. So especially the basses in 622 on B2, a little bit more from you. Can everyone else, I know we're in the, so this phrase, we're, this measure here, is in the midst of a very long, big crescendo. However, if you are a soprano, alto, tenor, in 622, can you just taper the end of Zelt just a little bit so we can really hear the basses when they come in on this little staggered entrance? Let's try it. Let's go from 621. Same thing, 621, please. Good. Let's do one more time without me dictating as well. Ready. This ah is just speaking a little bit late. You're hesitating because no one else moves on the downbeat except the chorus. So you have to be the downbeat, and I love the blossoming of the sound that's happening, but just make sure that the chord speaks on the downbeat. Can we do from mi lionem? So measure 6 and 3, ready.
Thank you.
subject. Soprano subject, yum, bum, 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 bum. I'm not a soprano, if you can tell. But it needs to be a little bit bouncier, so you have this kind of more active rhythm, and so altos have a more kind of staccato maestoso feel. So, bum, 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 bum. So let's see if we can get that contrast. I'm gonna go just a little bit faster. The notes are not terribly difficult, other than the fact that they're high, and I think the character will be a little bit better if we just go a little bit faster. Here we go. And. Here we go. is, we're going to do pick up to 663, and I'd like John to play it for you once, because you have quite the span of notes in a very short time here. So 663, just listen to it once first. Just alphas here. And we're reaching for that note. Just lots of space. Keep it nice and light. Move through the phrase a little bit more. One more time. Here we go. And yeah, better. Not 100% there, but it's complex, and we're going to just do this fugue exposition all together. So here we go. Verse 6, sci-fi. Here we go. Stand up for me. Yeah.